Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be brief. I won't hold you up like some common thief. I'll get straight to the point. In no time, I'll have you up out of this joint. I'll be short. I won't keep you like you're in some jury court, waiting while debating which plaintiff case will prevail, or deciding which one will go to jail. Yes, I'll hurry. You don't have to worry. I'm already fixing to get ready to get ready to go. So before anyone hits the door, just remember, I still have the floor. I'm a poet, for those of you who don't know it, and it's been my real intention to show it.
Silence yourself. Stand perfectly still. Do not move. Take deep breaths, breathing in and breathing out, relaxing yourself, letting the frequency around you and the aura permeate your body. Now exhale, breathing the carbon dioxide out of your body, allowing yourself to just drift into the atmosphere. As you drift into the atmosphere, allowing yourself to think about nothing. As you think about the new year that is upon you, you notice a water stream right in the midst of you. You are now taking in that substance. As I take you on this guided journey, allow yourself to experience the connection of the mystic laws as you tap in to the melanin of your ancestors. This is the voice of your ancestors speaking to you and through you. As you allow the ancestors to reconnect themselves to the greater circle. Join in the greater circle now and allow this guided meditation to take you on a journey into the motherland. Have you been disconnected? Do you need reconnecting to your source? Do you need to have a reactivated message to take you back to the motherland? Let's go way, way back to the motherland where we were disconnected. We are not at ourselves. We have not been at ourselves for some time. We must make that journey back and reconnect ourselves to the motherland and the greater circle with all of the diasporas from east, north, south, and west reconnecting itself. Mother Nature wants to journey back with us to Africa. Just allow Mother Nature to take you back, take you way back to the journey where you left off and where you were disconnected. Find yourself drifting back to the atmosphere of nothing but pure gold. Africa is rich. Africa has plentiful minerals. It is one of the seventh greatest wonders of the world. Why not take the journey back with me as we drift back into our continent, which was once Eurasia? Step inside of the circle now. The ring of fire has been waiting for you as you meditate on nothingness. Hear the clear water as it drifts off into oblivious. You are now taking a self-guided meditation back into the motherland. Experience it with me. Do not fight the feeling. We all yearn to go back home one day. Let us journey back there together as we go back home to the motherland. Journey back with me now as we go back to the motherland. Journey back with me now as we go back to the motherland. Allow yourself to drift off. Take the journey. This is your time now. This is your time now to experience what it would be like if you had the opportunity of living your dream of being in Arcadia Land. Mother Africa has yet waiting for you, and she still calls your name. Allow yourself to drift down. Take the experience. Take one more deep breath. Exhale and inhale, and know that you're home now. Your life door. All you need to do is click your heels together, and you will return to the motherland. Let this journey be an opportunity for you alone to experience being back home again. Now that you're back home again, listen, as Mother Africa calls you home, calling us back home again. Home, I wish I was home. Take the journey with me. Thank you so very much for joining us on this journey back to Mother Africa. Now, thank you so very much. How is the African and how are the children? Thank you so very much for journeying on that guided meditation with me. You got Oracles Reading by Omienka 7. Thank you so much for joining us, family. This is the Circle of Meditation. And if you, believe it or not, you just went on a journey and you took that meditative journey with me. We are true to our own. We must bring meditation into the picture. We must talk about reliving the experience of us returning home one day. As you read on the billboard, the question reads, should we return to Africa as African Americans? And if we are missing anything by not journeying back to the motherland, I'd like to talk to you about that today. And some of you have had it on your mind. Some of you have talked seriously about this thing. And I want you to know that you're not the only one. There are many of us who would like to go back home. Many of us who would like to go back home and experience Mother Africa. Don't think that it's strange that you've had this desire for some time and your soul yearns for it. And even when you meet your twin flame from over on the other side of the continent that sounds like you and has the voice of Mother Africa, you've even yearned to go back. I know, because I've experienced it too. We are one people. And being one people, we're ancestors, and we have the connection of our ancestors. And through this cycle of life, our family members have been recycled into Mother Nature and through the ancestors. Now, I would like to talk to you a little bit about the reason why this topic came up. There's been a lot of discussion about the African Americans and the diaspora and about the Africans here, the Africans that come from Africa here to the Westerners world. Do we have a relationship? Are we getting along? Do we identify with our African brothers and sisters? Or do we need to be reacquainted with them? As we ask the question, do we need to return to Africa? I think every one of us should have that opportunity to return back home. I got as close as working in an area of the refugees of Africans while over in Europe. Little Africa is right in the backyard of Europe. There have been so many Africans to leave Africa to go to Germany. And Germany's created a haven for the Africans there. where they are actually living in refugee camps just as I speak. I had an opportunity to spend time with the Tree people, the Warlock people, and I sat and ate with them and conversed with them and talked with them and reunited myself back to my family. It began to become clear to me that these people were me and I was them. And as I ate with them and we shared bread together and broke bread together, we talked about many things, about home, about Africa, that was so common to me that I could see it even though I'd never been to Africa in my life. I had yearned to go back there. And three of these women were very significant to me, who vowed a vow that we would be sisters and that we would take care of one another while overseas in Germany. I could never forget the way the women wanted me to engage in the garment and to wear the kente cloth and to wear the bubas and the headdress and to experience the culture once again. I spent a lot of time understanding the customs and traditions and sharing the spiritual connection that I yearned to go back home. And I was only 8 hours away from home, but yet I did not get an opportunity to get to Africa, Arcadia land. But I vowed that one day that I will go back home too. Now I hear a lot of Africans on the internet, on the YouTube, all over the social media, crying out now. That's right. Crying out and yearning to go back home. Because some of us feel so disconnected here in this wasteful land, here in the belly of the whale, which is what they call the United States. Some of us are yearning to go back home. We have no more significant and connection here, we feel. And a lot of us want to take that journey back. And there are sisters right now, as I speak, who have taken large clans, African brothers and sisters, African-American brothers and sisters back home to reactivate the middle passage and the journey that we went through when we were torn away from Mother Africa through the slave trade, the Atlantic slave trade, I might add. I want to speak to you from a position that today is our last day of Kwanzaa, and we want to acknowledge it is our first fruit. It is not a spiritual holiday. It is a holiday that allows us to give back to the first fruit. And we talked about that earlier this week, our seven principles of Kwanzaa with Melana Karinga creating this holiday. December the 26th, Ujima, December the 26th, Umoja. December the 27th, Kujichagulia. December the 28th, Ujima, Collective Work and Responsibility. December the 29th, Ujima, Cooperative Economic. December the 30th, Nia, Purpose. December the 31st, Kuumba, Creativity. And finally, January the 1st, Imani, Faith. As we look at these principles, we light a candle today to our last Kwanzaa of the seven principles, faith. And as I light this candle, I acknowledge myself as a communal people, reconnecting back to our ancestors. As I call out the names of our heroes and sheroes, I like to call out the names of my mother and father, Carolyn Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Eugene Lilly, Tommy T. Harvey, Marvin Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Eugene Lilly, Ashley Pope, Michelle Harvey. I like to call on Madam C.J. Walker. I like to call on Zora Neale Hurston, Dr. Carruthers, Dr. Ben Yochum. I like to call on Dr. Martin Luther King and Sweet Coretta King. As we call on our heroes and sheroes today, we acknowledge our last day of Kwanzaa, but we reconnect ourselves to the greater force, and that is to our ancestors today. May they permeate this room. May they allow us to see into the future. As we use our collective forces in the area of being clairvoyant, clairaudient, and seeing into the future of what is to come, what is to become of the African, what do we see in the future for ourselves as we meditate and vibe on the word? We begin to see in the atmosphere that for the future, what has already been set in place, we ask the right hand of Ephah, who was there at the inception, what do they see for us as we divine for the year of 2016? We look into the future and we see that the Africans must go home. Mother Africa is calling us. We must go home. Like it or not, church, we have a connection. We have a culture and not just a heritage. And we must realize that the liquid gold exists in Africa. The great minerals and the many substances that are there, Africa is rich. Yet we claim to have abundance. And we stay here in these wastelands and become poor. Why have we waited so long to make the decision to discuss the necessity of us returning home? It is vital that we understand why we must return home. As Mother Africa is being wasted and divided amongst many outsiders and colonial establishment who are colonizing the country once again, we must take our rightful places as heirs of the throne. Every African, I understand, every African male is given a name of a king. The royalty that exists on our head, we would be behooved to know what we have actually have in our midst. The substance of the liquid gold, not to mention the aromatic oils, the minerals, the coal, the diamonds, they are there at our dispense. We didn't get these degrees to stay back here and to wonder and to desire employment when, in fact, we are able to go and partner with our brothers and sisters in Africa and lift them up and lay down foundations to help them to cultivate the land there that is so rich and that is so abundant. Yes, we must go back to Africa. All of us who are African Americans must make that journey back. We must find our place there and understand that there is something for us to do there in cultivating that land. Chinese have gone there and built up beautiful edifices and cities. Right there in Nigeria, in the capital of Abuja, they have laid concrete ground. They have built the city from the rock there in Abuja and laid the highways and lights and streets. And yet we sit back here and still desire to have employment. There is much work that needs to be done in Africa. Don't think that it's strange, and do not look at your African brothers and sisters strange and think that they are not you. We are them and they are us. Whether we came here in the Atlantic slave trade, whether we came here in chains or through the Middle Passage, whether we came here before the Mayflower, we still are tied to a land base. A people that have no land base, they have no country. We must be tied to a country. Whichever way we got here, we still belong in Africa. That is our land. Those are our resources. That is our ocean. And those are our people. and we are them, and they are we. I am because we are, and because we are, therefore I am. It is vital that we should have this discussion throughout all of the Blog Talk radio stations about our decision to return back home, if not for a visit, then to go permanently, to lay foundation, to help set up corporations, employment, and establish ourselves in our homeland without taxing upon the land, so that we will, for once and for all, have something that belongs to us. We have scraped, we have skimped, we have scuffled, we have waited in lines, we have marched, we have scrubbed floors, cleaned houses, cleaned toilets, to have minimum, minute resources. There are people here in this country who are filthy rich, who have not worked as hard as we have. And if we think we're going to get rich off of an 8-to-5 job, we have another thing coming. Africans in certain parts of the land there are dividing the resources and receive a check on a monthly basis, something that you could call manna from the sky that has dropped down in their laps. By golly, our ancestors have worked so long for this. Maybe it's time for us, the people who was in their loins, who wasn't even born yet, to reap their benefits, because they sure didn't reap them. They went on to glory. It's vital that we should have this discussion, ladies and gentlemen. Call into the radio station. Call in right now. Call in and talk about it at 646-478-0270. And let's have a discussion about it. Call in. You can call in and talk to Omi about what is your opinion on the situation. Is it time for us to return home? And should we be looking upon Africa as our next area of exploring with our great credentials and degrees and master's degrees, PhD degree? Should we be taking these credentials back home now, planting ourselves in communities and uprooting from the Midwest and from the Western world? We need to have this discussion. It is way overdue, and we need to talk about what ails us. There are so many of us that are mentally off balance who are longing to be reconnected to Mother Africa. So many of us don't know what the matter is. All we know is that we hurt on the inside. There is no medicine to fix what is wrong with the African American. We are displaced. We are disconnected. We don't know our black selves. We are yearning to be a part of Mother Africa. Arcadia land again. Mother Africa even cries out to us in our sleep. We have run from every corner of this earth here in the Western world, looking for work, looking for acceptance, looking for inclusion, looking for a peace of mind. Some of my friends tell me they found it over in Africa. Some of them over in Nairobi, Nigeria, Ghana. They tell me they found it. Don't believe the hype. I said, now, don't believe the hype. Your brothers and sisters are not all against you. They don't hate you. I met Africans that embraced me. They called me sister. They called me cousin. They called me family. They shared a plate with me. They even took robes out of their closet that were drenched in threads of gold and gave it to me as a gift, welcoming me back. They even included me into the tree family and the warlock family, and taught me their language, and taught me their customs and their foods, and said, we are so glad you came back into the fold, sister. Come and go back home with us. They don't hate us. Don't believe the hype. I said, now, don't believe the hype. They want to tell us that our own people hate us. because they put some of them on pedestals and they pit them against us. They're us and we are them. They do not hate us. And we might not be from the same tribe, and some of us have the ability to war against each other just like any tribe would. We're tribal people. I've been trying to tell you, we are tribal people. And we all belong to a tribe if we are melanin-enriched people. Now, what are we going to have to do to get this plan together? There's some brothers out there, the Jedi. I want to speak to the Jedi. He talked about, when are we going to go home? And can we get a group of people together to talk about returning home? Yes, we can. I want to tell that brother he don't have to shed any more tears. And even though he's full of the Spirit and that he is feeling the Holy Ghost, he can cry as much as he wants, because these will be tears of joy when we reconnect ourselves back together. A lot of us don't know what the matter is, and we are mentally ill, off balance, and we are disconnected, and we are longing for a place we can't remember. In our hearts, we are longing to be back in Africa, and we don't even know why. Now, that brother has been on the radio talking to me. He ministered to me. He brought tears to my eyes when I saw him cry after he heard the voice of his African brother. He wanted to apologize, but it's not necessary, because the heart knows what's best. Shedding of the tears is a cleansing process. There's nothing wrong with that. The Holy Ghost comes from Africa, if you didn't know that. And catching the Holy Ghost is not something we do. See, we have to remember we become possessed because we want God to speak through us. So this Holy Ghost is over in Africa that you Christians are looking for. And you can find it there anytime you want to go back, because that's where it originated from. There's no sense in us fooling ourselves that we are communal people. And being communal people means that if I prosper and get to heaven, that I must take somebody else with me. We do not believe in a numero uno kind of concept of a pronoun I. We believe in the us concept, that we going to get to heaven together and we going to get over the greenhouse. Now, there's lots of work for us to do. I envision this year that some of us will be creating schools, laying down the foundation to train the head teacher, the assistant teacher, to set up schools throughout Africa. I envision that some of us will lay the plan and send those plans on to the women that are there. I envision that some of the men will go over and drill for the diamonds and the oil and go over and take that mineral-rich soil and crop that land and lay that soil down with seeds, and another will come and water it. And another will come and speak positive reinforcement over it. But the creator, Oludulamare, will come over and give the increase. Now, we've got to get this together, scholars, teachers, administrators. How are we standing back letting everybody divvy over everything in Africa, and we're standing back with our hands folded as if we're not even connected to Africa? We don't know who we are. We don't know that that is our land and that is our customs and traditions. We don't have a clue that all of the things that God has set aside for us, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, what he has prepared for us. He has taken the riches of the wicked and laid it up for the just. That land has been laid up for us for some time now. We have been anesthetized and asleep. We're waking up now, and we're finally realizing that there's always been a place for us to call home. Dorothy, and Tin Man, and also the Straw Man. You can go home now. You can go home. Just click your feet and your heels together. You can go home now. Mother Africa is calling out to you. She called out to Japan, and Japan heard her and went. And Japan is there now. I'm sure Japan is willing to share some of that land with us, being that we are natives and indigenous people of that continent. I'm telling you, Tin Man, you've always had a heart, always knew where you were supposed to go. And Straw Man, the heart was in you all the time. You will know where you belong when you go back to Africa. And this longing that you've been feeling in your heart, Jedi, it is no accident. We've all felt that feeling. And no one on this air that is African or melanin and rich can't tell me they've never felt a longing to return home. And no one in this room at this present time cannot tell me that they have not thought over in their minds several times, "Ooh, I wish I know how it feels to be free. I wish someone would take all these chains off of me. I wish I knew how it feels to be home, giving me a chance to be in a land where I belong. I wish I knew how that sand and that dirt fell between my toes. I wish I could walk up to Mount Kilimanjaro just to find God standing there waiting for me, speaking in Oludulamare's voice. I wish I knew how it was to go back to that middle passage and hear the cries of those slaves who were in chains. I wish someone would take all these chains off of me, still chained down in bondage here in the land that is not our own. We still feel disconnected from home. Oh, I wish I knew how it feels to be free. I wish I knew. Don't tell me that this has not crossed your mind. Don't tell me that you've never felt this. When I heard Jedi cry out and the tears that rolled down his face, it identified with my spirit and many of yours too. He pleaded with us to watch the video. He didn't have to talk very long. He touched my soul as he showed how Africans wanted to embrace with African Americans. We must reconnect to our African brothers and sisters. We must connect to our culture, understanding how to wear our clothing with dignity and pride, understanding the headdress and the hairdo, all that it reconnects us back even to the diet, down to the birthing of our children. We cannot be disconnected, standing on the outside, looking in, not knowing where we belong. We've got to wake up from this anesthetism. We've got to meditate on the word both day and night. We have to make the journey back home. And those of us who are strong enough, who still have the seed of life within us, we must plant it back in our homeland. Then one will come and cultivate it. The other will come and water it. But the Creator will give the increase. It doesn't take much to make a decision to go back home, even for a visit or to stay there and plant ourselves there. But we must come to a decision that a lot of us are hurting, and there is no medicine for what ails us in these institutions called psychiatric wards. There's no medicine to give the African for what ails them when their heart has been broken, and they're disconnected from their source. You can never be disconnected from God. You don't have to go somewhere and stick your tongue out to have someone put God in you. God has always been in you, and you are God. The God you're looking for, stir him, she, or it up and pull yourself together because you're not lost. Not one will be plucked out of the Creator's hand. You can be found again, but you must reconnect back to your mother nature, the motherland Africa. And you must stand up. Cry as many tears as you have to. Cleanse yourself. Go through the devastating cleansing, because cleansing is good. But don't forget that we have a home that is rich. We have a Pacific Ocean that is full of fish and food. We have diamonds that are rich. We have oil. We have many sources, resources that can fill our table and our bellies and our hearts. We are not a poor people. Quit acting as if you broke and down and out. You are a rich people, and they want to give you some free land in Africa. They want to hand you some land to get you on your feet. We have to come to the mindset that we are going to make that journey back home. How many of you want to make that journey back home? Oh, I wish you knew how it feels to be free. Some of these Africans never heard of enslavement. They don't know the chattel slavery that we went through. They don't understand the Middle Passage and how we were trapped in the Middle Passage, and that we were connected together on ships. They don't know anything about this. They haven't a clue about our history. And they've been brought up in royalty, and they want to tell you about your lineage and the kings and queens that you erred from. They want to reconnect with you. They want to sit and sup with you. They want to sit and break bread with you. And they want to tell you that Jesus was brought to them too. They want to tell you that their idols was taken away and that their traditional gods were taken away and they were given Jesus in place of it. They want to tell you that they've been broken too. And we have to come together to heal one another. So do not think that this is an idle time. We must think quickly, and we must know that we've been called to do a great work and a mighty work. And a lot of us have been given this education to go back to our homeland, to build again, to reestablish ourselves. And to go there means to quickly make decisions about how we're going to divide the work and give directions and the guidance. There's much training that needs to go on there. In the family life area, organizing the women, there's much training. I had two Caucasian women that went abroad to lay down the foundations for Montessori schools. I knew I should have been there. That's my homeland. I knew I should have been there with them. They went and laid the foundation for the school, and they set up the establishment for the schools. But we've got to understand that that is our homeland, and we've got to go back one day. Sisters and brothers, I'm pleading with you today that Mother Africa is calling us. She is yet calling out to us, telling us we've got to go home. When will you be ready to go home? When will you be ready to go? Can't you yet hear Mother Africa calling out to you? Can't you hear her name calling out to you, saying that it is our time now and that the work that we must do is way overdue? How can you let people from the East and the West and from Asia and all over come and you not even make a trip back to your own homeland? Every Native or Indigenous people goes home every once in a while. Let's think about this thing, African Americans. Let's think about this thing. Let us not ponder over it too long, but let us come together again and think about how great and mighty and a glorious day that it would be if the next new year we plan our route of what we're going to do to help to develop our homeland. And if some of us could go back to live in those areas, what a great day it would be. Oh, what a great day it would be when we make that decision to reconnect our souls and our spirit. Now take deep breaths with me. As you breathe in and out, you breathe out the oxygen, inhaling in the fragrance of Africa. Notice the giraffes and the elephants that are engulfing around you, and the cheetah and the monkeys are welcoming you home, and the zebras are calling you, and the hippopotamus is riding you through the city. Notice that this is your jungle, your Africa, that has been waiting for you for so long. And Brother Jedi, you don't have to cry no more, brother, because I took the word and carried it out like you asked us to. And I know your heart. Your heart is pure and is set on doing the right thing. And a lot of us keep our set on edge because our parents have eaten bitter grapes. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not connected to Africa. And don't let anybody tell you you're an orphan. You are not an orphan. And you're not a but-by or byproduct. You were in the thick of things and thought of at the beginning of time. It is time to go home now. It is time to go home now. Will you go home with me? Ishe Oluwa Kolebajio Ishe Oluwa Kolebajio 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 Ishe Oluwa Kolebajio Ishe Oluwa Kolebajio 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 Kolebajio. Go home to Mother Africa. She'll yet await you, and she will embrace you. Thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going on that journey with me. And don't forget that it is our time to come together and embrace one another collectively as a one communal people. You must remember that Mother Africa yet calls for you, and our brothers and sisters have not forgotten about us. We must tell them our sojourn and our experience here in the West and reconnect ourselves to them as they reacquaint us with Mother Africa. Take the journey. Take the voyage. Now breathe in one more time, breathing out the oxygen and inhaling in the fragrance of Mother Africa. As you breathe in and out, imagine yourself there in Africa. This is the voice of your ancestors that is speaking to you. Your mother's voice is speaking to you and your grandfather. This is the mother's voice of your ancestors. We are connected to one another. Remember that you could not be disconnected even if you wanted to. Take the journey back home. There is someone at the door waiting for you. And Mother Nature is yet knocking and calling you. As you take the deep breath, breathe in and out, and imagining yourself in a meditation going home. We're going home now. We're going home now. We're going home. Have a great new year. And my prayer for you this year is that you would reconnect back to Mother Nature, and that this new year will be the year that Africa will be on the topic of discussion for all.